There is a doctor in Sussex, okay, we can't say how we know, who is how old?
105, but I hope that's right. Now people will Google it. I'm pretty sure that we did Google it at the time, and I think it's right.
We just make these things up here.
But Tell us if we're wrong.
Blame me. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Rachel Horton-Smith, Communications and Marketing Lead, and Catherine Morrison, Communication and Insight Officer from Health Watch Essex. And now they're here to talk about Dying Matters Week, which runs from the 13th to the 19th of May. And Dying Matters is an awareness week, which has the theme, Are We Ready? And it's to encourage individuals to have crucial conversations with family and friends about their end-of-life plans and wishes. Healthwatch Essex are in partnership with Farley Hospice in Chelmsford on a series of events and social media activities. Now, it's never an easy subject to talk about, dying. It's a conversation most of us will brush away, and it's hard to get that conversation going, but it is something you need to think about, discuss plans, make appropriate arrangements, and then you can just carry on living. You don't have to discuss it every day.
No.
And that's why we've got a special awareness week. If we can just start with yourself, Rachel, tell us about Healthwatch and the work that you both do there.
Yeah, so we lead on communications for Healthwatch, which is a charity, Healthwatch Essex. It covers the whole of Essex and tries to capture patient voices in order to get lived experiences of health and social care services. And then we use what we find from all sorts of different mechanisms of engagement, research, taking phone calls from members of the public to understand what's good, what's not so good, what could do with improvement, and how we can use that information to leverage some change. So our role really is to do anything related to communications. Last year there was a research project which specifically looked at end-of-life care. One of our researchers was embedded in Basildon Hospital in the renal ward there for about 4 months, and they were specifically looking at people end-of-life and how they make decisions, how they have difficult conversations, whether they had advanced care plans or not, and whether advanced care planning was taking place in advance of them passing away. And so there's some really interesting findings in that, and as a result of that we decided to team up with Farley Hospice and some other partners in Mid-Essex to look at Dying Matters Week in a bit more detail, because one of the findings of that report was actually it's a difficult conversation to have, and it's often even more difficult when you're facing it imminently. So if people can have these conversations earlier, then it's a good thing. It's helpful.
Mm. And we're not even talking about, you know, I've always said at my funeral I want people to wear orange because I know it's a difficult colour and not many people will have that colour. But the thing is, unless people know about your wishes, and it isn't just about funeral arrangements, it's about what could happen with your children or what might happen to certain property that you might have. There's just so much.
There's so much to think about. And I don't think it always has to be a really tough, difficult conversation. Sometimes it is, but there's a great organisation called Who Knew. It's spelt quite unusually, but we can put it on your website afterwards. And they've created a card game around crucial conversations. So we did it with staff in our office and got them to play the card game. There were some very funny answers, and we've recorded some of those and we'll release those on social media this week. So you can have some lighthearted conversations about it too, and they are still quite revealing. It's just important to think about having those before it's too late, really.
And I think also with people who are end of life as well, sometimes if they've got friends and family, they want to avoid that particular question because they don't want to upset somebody, because sometimes people are quite stoic in the, well, I'm just going to carry on and, you know, we won't, and they won't have, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and that's what the report found actually, is that it's not just you, it's your family, because you go through it together to a certain extent. So,
yep.
And that was also partly what we find through playing that card game, was that people would find it difficult to have some of those conversations with people who were very close to them. So it's also about making choices about how you want to have those conversations. For some people, they might just want to write it all down, file it away and let people know where it is. But for other people, they want to have a really lengthy conversation with friends or family. And I don't think there's one size fits all, really. It's whatever works for you.
Now, at Dying Matters Week, it's taking place all over the UK. You've heard about it in the press as well. So how did you get involved with Farley's Hospice?
So we've already worked with them in the past. And basically, the engagement lead at Farley Hospice took it on herself to sort of get a whole event going. So next week on Monday, We are going to High Chelma in Chelmsford, and they've got massive Are We Ready Dying chalkboards, which are 8 foot by 4 foot, and basically has questions already painted on them and gives the public a chance to go up with chalk and write their answers and their thoughts all around the question, Are We Ready? They also have a hospice outreach vehicle, which our information team are attending on Monday afternoon in the High Street, and it's just a chance for everyone to have a chat about end of life and what the plans are and what you can and can't do and forms and what's available and support.
Yeah. So we'll just run through. So on the Monday, High Chelma, you've got Before I Die boards, then you've got Chelmsford High Street, The Hop. That sounds like people are going to be mooching around. What is this his place? Is it a place
it's
called The Hop?
It's a big new sort of outreach vehicle, like a massive van that extends and opens up, and there's all sofas inside and little leaflet stands and, trying people because we'll go in, sit down, have a chat with everyone.
And then you've got the Ideas Hub Death Cafe between 12 and 2 p.m. so people can obviously go in and sit down, have a coffee and have a chat.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then you've got Susie's Tea Shop in Malden, which is Bereavement Help Point at 10 a.m. and that's on the Monday. So you're involved in everything to do with on Monday.
Yes.
And then on the Wednesday, you've got an activities in Tesco's at Malden on Thursday, and you've got Braintree, Ramadan Food and Death at Sundown. And then Sunday, you've got Boyton Hall, Chelmsford, the Young Farmers Show as well, so people can get information there. And although it's one of those things, as I said before you came in, nobody wants to talk about dying because we are obviously all going to live forever, especially us three.
I think it's a cultural thing, though. It's not everywhere that we feel that way. I mean, we spoke to some people who said it feels a bit like if you sit down to write a will, it means you're going to die. Mm. It's like, well, it won't bring it on. It's not going to cause it. So having one can only be helpful because death is inevitable for everybody. It's the only thing that is absolutely inevitable. So avoiding the conversation isn't avoiding death. It will still happen whether you have the conversation or whether you don't. And from my personal experience, I think it is more helpful to know what somebody would want, particularly if they've got an illness. My experience anyway has been with somebody with an illness and knowing what they would want towards the end of their life and then subsequently what they would want to have happen afterwards is really helpful. In my instance, it didn't happen either because by the time we went to have that conversation, it was too difficult a conversation because it was imminent. So actually, if we change this culturally to be something we just did, it's just a conversation that we have in the same way that we talk about birth or that we talk about any other number of things, then I think that would be helpful. But there's quite a big shift to be made from where we are now, I think, and where it would be good to get to as a community and an area.